You mentioned capecitabine also as an option as adjuvant therapy, and we've seen in our patterns of care studies with oncologists in the United States that this is a pretty common choice in the older patient with stage three disease, where maybe because of their age or comorbidities, they don't want to give oxaliplatin. What happens to a patient who receives capecitabine by itself? What's the course of therapy? What kind of side effects and toxicities occur?
So the schedule with capecitabine, it's oral therapy given twice a day, and it's given for 14 days in a row, followed by a 1 week break. So it's 2 weeks on, 1 week off, and that's repeated 8 times. So again, about 6 months of treatment. The main side effects that people get with capecitabine or Xeloda is diarrhea and hand-foot syndrome. So the diarrhea can be significant and requires interruption of treatment until it resolves, and then dose modification depending on its severity. The hand-foot syndrome is characterized by redness, dryness, pain, cracking of the skin involving the palms of the hands and soles of the feet, and also can be dose-limiting. One of the important considerations in selecting capecitabine for patients is not whether they're going to be compliant with taking the medication, but whether they're going to be compliant with discontinuing the medication in the face of side effects. I've had a number of instances where a patient, in spite of my best efforts to educate them about this, where a patient continued taking treatment and didn't call when they started to have diarrhea. And the result was prolonged hospitalization with severe enteritis. And so it's really important that if you do have someone who you select this oral therapy for, that they recognize it is chemotherapy. It can kill you, and that it's important that there's compliance not only with taking the medication every day, but with discontinuing it and making a call to the doctor at the first sign of side effects.
And I guess that's really one of the major advantages of the drug, in that it's given over a couple of weeks and you have the opportunity to abort it, whereas when you give an IV push of something and it's in there's nothing you can do about it.
Sure, but the reality is that the intravenous therapies and the way we give them today are actually quite safe. And it's pretty unusual that a patient simply falls apart when receiving FOLFOX, for example.